Sagt der Mishnah weiter, Masechet Pesachim, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Vav. Arba Asar, it's the 14th day of Nisan, Erev Pesach, Shechal, Lias B'Shabbos, that happens to fall on Shabbos. Here's our problem. We have a mitzvah Erev Pesach to be Mevayir our Chametz. That means it has to be destroyed. You can't burn Chametz on Shabbos. You can't take things out of your home from Rosh HaSiyachid into Rosh HaSarabim. So really, the only thing that you can do on Shabbos, L'cha'oira, is eat. Zakr Rabbi Meir, Enechanami Mevarim as HaKoyal Milifnei HaShabbos. You have to remove everything before Shabbos. Take it all out of your house, Erev Pesach, which is Friday. Divrei Rabbi Meir. The only thing you can leave is mamish what you need for the two Suddas of Shabbos. Why do I say two Suddas of Shabbos? Because by the third Suddah, you can't eat Chametz anymore. It's already Erev Pesach after Chatzos. The Chachamim say, no, it's manon. You can wait for its proper time. They say, you don't have to only leave Chametz for two Suddas. You can leave as much Chametz as you would like for Shabbos if there's a reasonable expectation that people are going to eat it. And any Chametz that is not eaten, so there are Eitzes. There are Eitzes even on Shabbos. Here, let me read to you from the Lashon of the Mechaber, Simen Tav Mem Dalet, Sif Dalet. Achar she'ochel b'Shabbos zeh, we're talking about Erev Pesach Shabbos, Suda Shachris, Yinoreh Mapa, shake off the tablecloth that you ate by, to the best of your ability, wipe the plates clean with your finger, hide it away with the rest of the chametz kekel. If I have bread that's left over, you can give it to someone who's not Jewish, on the condition that he doesn't take it out to the Rishus HaRabim. If it's like a small amount, you can kind of invite him to sit down and eat it. Now, even though you know that he's going to take it out, as long as you're telling him, hey, why don't you sit here and eat this loaf of bread or eat this Danish, it's okay. Like many of the halachis of Amir la'akim, when there's a tzairach, it's mutter if you don't tell it to him befeish. You have to be careful, because you can't just tell an oivet kechavim to do anything for you on Shabbos. But in certain instances, it's mutter if you don't say it befeish. So really, the Mishnah Berurah says, like, if you have an awful lot of food, you know there's no way he can eat this. So that's like saying it to him befeish, so take it home with you. But if you break it up a little at a time, you say, here, have this. Hey, why don't you have this? Even though you know he's going to take it home, as long as officially he can eat it over here, then it's okay. Now, what if I have a whole room full of chametz? I just forgot to sell it. What do I do? It's Erev Pesach. It's Erev Pesach Shabbos. So you can give it as a gift to a non-Jew. But it has to be with a good kenyan. Even giving over the key could be considered a kenyan. Even though normally you're not supposed to give a gift on Shabbos, an official gift with a kinyan, but letzarech mitzvah, it's mutter. If after all of this you have chametz that's left over, there's nothing you can do, so you're a mevatel the chametz, you cover it with a keli until matzah yamtiv, and you're a mevayer it. Nowadays, where people have bathrooms in their houses, so there's a possibility of getting rid of it that way. But akopan, whatever it is, the chachamim say, look, you can leave reasonable food in your house, and bismanah, when the time comes, we'll deal with it. Rebbe Lazar, Reb Tzadik says, it depends. Truma milifnei Shabbos. Truma has to be removed before Shabbos, because you don't have that many people that could eat truma. Someone who's not a kayan can't eat truma, you can't feed it to your behema. So memela, if we know for sure there's no one that's going to eat it, you have to destroy it before Shabbos. But chulin, food that's not truma, so we say, you know what? You'll always find customers that are willing to eat. Okay, so quickly, chazring over, we have three shitas in our Mishnah. Reb Meir holds, if Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos, everything has to be destroyed Erev Shabbos, which is Erev Pesach, Yod Gimel, only mamish what you need for the two Suddas, where you can still eat chametz, as I held Reb Meir. The Chachamim say, no, leave what you can reasonably eat on Shabbos. And worst comes to worst, we explain from the Mishnah Berurah there are different ways of dealing with chametz, even Erev Pesach on Shabbos. Rabbi Elazar Rav Tzadik says, when it comes to truma, you have to be mevayirit before Shabbos, because lamaisa, only a kayan can eat it. So we know we're going to be left with it. Chulin? Nah, bizmana. And as we explained, according to Rabbi Elazar Rav Tzadik, extra food? No. Mekenzach hanetz again. We can always try to find people that are willing to eat it.